Justin Fluke with you as we talk Holton Wildcat football each week with head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats get a win in their home opener last week, defeating Hiawatha 47-14. It was a 47-0 game going into the fourth quarter, 34-0 at halftime. And coach had to feel good from a lot of different perspectives, obviously being home, but not only a win, but really kind of a dominating win in all facets of the game. What impressed you the most, and what were you most pleased with besides just getting the first win last week?
Well, I just think we made progress in every aspect of the game. We got some guys back on special teams that helped us out. And offensively, we're getting off the ball better, continuing to improve and executing better and getting more comfortable. And then defensively, we got lined up against some different things. And when they challenged us, we made some adjustments. And, you know, we have a long ways to go to understanding what we do. But as we make progress, it's going to make us better.
I know there's not a ton of depth, but you're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with the depth. I know you mentioned some guys on special teams, and it seems like guys that you plugged in there, Cale Hine, Corbin Wilson with some offensive carries, seems like different guys that you've been able to rotate in there have been having some success as well.
Well, you know, we've had to count on some sophomores, and, you know, we don't like to do that, but they're going to improve quickly. And, you know, we have some other underclassmen that don't have a lot of experience, so as they continue to improve and, you know, you can develop some trust and they get lined up and do their job the way it needs to be done. We're going to develop more depth, and it takes a little pressure off on special teams. We have some young guys that can run around and want to make tackles, so that really helps.
What about the defense? I mean, I felt like your defense really played pretty well, even in weeks one and two, but obviously against Hiawatha, who was short on athletes, but still a pretty big line. It seemed like you controlled the line. There weren't a lot of guys running free. I thought the secondary played well. What else defensively did you see in the week three performance?
Well, I think our defensive line makes it easier for our linebackers and secondary, that's for sure. And we really lacked a lot of experience in the back end, and I think they're getting more comfortable. And I didn't think we played very aggressively. We were really hesitant the first week, and it got a little better the second week, and we had some injuries during that game, and then I think we continue to improve and play a little faster on defense as we get more comfortable.
I know you always preach, you know, win or loss. It's about a process and getting better, but have you noticed the difference this week just as far as maybe spirit, just the guys maybe finally believing what's possible a little bit more, coming off not only a win but kind of a dominating win to open their eyes about how good this team can maybe be?
Well, I think they did some things finally that we told them we thought they could do, and I think they've always believed, but you need a little confirmation once in a while, and I think we're going to see a better team this week, and they're a really tough preparation in the concepts they use offensively, and they're going to play hard and be physical, so we need that next game as well.
Coach Bart is talking about Perry LeCompton. That's the week four opponent. We'll talk about it more when we come back here on the Wildcat Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. And the biggest headline, I guess, this week, Coach, in week four is district play. So does anything change? Do you talk about more of a sense of urgency, or what differences kind of kick in here now as the games obviously mean a little bit more at this point?
Well, you know, after so many years of having 6 weeks to get ready for district, it feels kind of weird for us still. And it puts a little less emphasis on it, I guess, because you have the bigger district and it's spread out. But, you know, it is an important game for us, and we need to not only win but try to get some comfort points throughout these first couple games.
Your opponent has also lost to Sabetha and Nemaha Central this year. Their one win was against Riverside. But what stands out? Looks like a bit of a different Perry team that, you know, obviously is replacing a lot of guys themselves from previous year.
Yeah, you know, they feel like they're a start-over team, I think, and they're athletic at quarterback, but he's also a developing quarterback, and, you know, they've had so many good athletes at that position before, and, you know, it's looked kind of like us. They're trying to find their way and figure out exactly how to do things right.
So what are keys in this matchup, and where do you feel like maybe you need to have an advantage in this matchup here Friday?
Well, you know, Perry's going to play hard, and they're going to play physical, and it seems like when you play at Perry, something's always going to happen in their favor in the first quarter, whether it's a fumble or, you know, a penalty, or it just seems like things always go well for them. So we got to kind of survive the initial storm down there.
You've had a lot of guys setting out, missing time. You've had a lot of guys banged up and in and out of the lineup. Is the health of this team projecting looking forward from week four here, you know, better down the road, or where do you feel about the team just being able to get some more guys back?
Well, you never know. I mean, we still had some sickness come back this week, and we're getting a little healthier, but that could turn around real quickly with the depth that we have. And You know, the thing is, I think we're finally getting in better shape. The heat schedule really delayed our progress in terms of conditioning and really total execution and just playing the game. So we're still learning to play the game, and I think we'll continue to improve.
Well, it's a big one here in week four. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck against Perry Lecompton.
Thank you very much.
Brooks Sparta, head man for Holton, the weekly KNZA Locker Room Chants are sponsored by Community Healthcare System, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.